Yeah, so I had a dream last night. It wasn't, I don't know how significant it was, but I do feel like it was from God, because it felt like a time traveling dream, like where I traveled back to like maybe, I don't know, the 90s or something like that. But maybe even like the late 80s or 90s or something like that. It kind of feels like it was the In Living Color era. I mean, and I'm talking about the TV show In Living Color that Jim Carrey got started on, and the Wayans brothers. But I just knew, like, I was in a big room, and in this room it was Latinos, like all of the Latinos that were in the entertainment industry, and New York is what it felt like. I remember seeing Fat Joe, and he had like short brown hair, and most people that know Fat Joe, like, he's always shaved his head bald, but that's the rapper that did the Lean Back song or whatever. And I remember seeing Angie Martinez, but I remember seeing Fat Joe sitting at a table talking to other people, and I was right next to him, and I felt like I could have talked to them, but I didn't talk to anybody. I was just walking through, but I just seen that there was little groups of people in this big room. So Angie Martinez, she was way younger, and she was in another group of people, and she was over there talking to people. And then I seen Fat Joe sitting down at the table, and he was talking to a couple people, and everybody was kind of like clicked up, but they were all in the same room. And every single person in that room was in the entertainment industry, whether they were actors or musicians or whatever, they were all in this room. And it was a quick, short dream. Like, I really just, you know, I had other dreams after that, but when I woke up, I ended up remembering that one. And, you know, I was like, I don't know really what Bible scripture would go with that, other than, you know, what it profits a man to gain the whole world but lose their soul. So I was like, well, God, do you want me to pray for them? So I started praying for Angie Martinez and Fat Joe. I know Fat Joe professed his Christianity not long ago. And that's the thing. Some people might not really know Jesus now, but it doesn't mean that they won't know them soon, sooner than expected, you know? So, and I feel like, even with both of them, you know, like Angie Martinez, the thing I was thinking too was the Latin bulle. I'm like, are they part of the bulle? But I think bulle is for, black people only. I think that's what the bulle is for. But I'm not sure. I was going to say African-American people, but I know a lot of people get offended by that. They just, I remember Floyd Mayweather saying, like, I'm black. I'm not African-American. I'm American. I'm black. Black American or whatever. But to each their own. I ain't mad. I get it, because I'm Hispanic, but even amongst Latinos, you know, Cubans might get mad if you call Mexican, and Puerto Ricans might get mad if you call them Mexican. I got Puerto Rican friends, so, yeah. But, I was just thinking that, you know, we hear a lot of rebuttals. One good one from an episode I posted last night, from Soldier for Christ, I think. It was a Russian lady, and she was just saying how when she talks about living a lifestyle of holiness, people will try to say that it's works. And that's how they try to, like, get people to disregard being on fire for Christ, where they're complacent with being lukewarm. But another thing I was just thinking of just now was, yes, we are sinners, right? But we don't have to be quitters. So I think that's the big thing. Don't be a quitter. You know, God doesn't want quitters. You know, heaven is filled with overcomers. So yeah, if you fall down, get back up. If you're watching like a boxing match or you know, MMA fight, you see someone that's like, you know, calls a ref because they're like, oh, I got hit below the belt or something. And then they do the replay and you realize they really didn't, and they're just like buying some time, like maybe it was a liver shot or something else. I don't know, you know, but, you know, and they try to buy some time, or, you know, they try to find an easy way out how the crowd gets mad, because the crowd was rooting for that person. You know, the crowd was rooting for that person to win, to win the fight. And they tapped out so easily, or they quit so easily. Like, they just really didn't want to fight. Like, maybe they just came for the paycheck. Because a lot of these fights, you get paid money for showing up, and then you get paid for completing the fight, or, you know, winning the fight or whatever, I guess. So, you know, the goal is to win, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, I get that we make mistakes, you know, that, you know, none are righteous, but we don't have to be quitters. We can keep trying to set goals for ourselves. Like, dang, I was smoking cigarettes last week, but I'm not going to smoke this week, you know. It's baby steps, you know, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, you know, 1 minute at a time. Like, however you can try to set those goals for yourself, and then you can increase it. You know, like, man, I went 5 minutes without a cigarette. I went 10 minutes without a cigarette, you know. And a lot of it, too, is just distraction. You know, try to distract yourself, because the mind, you know, when it's focused on something, it wants to complete that thought, you know. Like, I'm hungry, and then you start looking for a place to eat, or going in the fridge looking for something to eat, or you're thinking in your mind what you could cook or whatever. You know, but if you get distracted, like, oh, there's a sock on the floor, and you pick up the sock, and you're like, dang, these baseboards are dirty. I haven't cleaned this since last summer. Now you're cleaning the baseboards. I remember, you know, this was years ago, obviously, but Ellen DeGeneres had, like, a comedy thing on TV or something. This was a long time ago. I don't even know if she was still... She might have been a talk show host, so probably, I don't know. But the whole thing was like about her, like, ADHD or dyslexia or whatever, where, and that was like the whole skit, you know, like she was talking about one thing, but then it just, you know, completely went into a whole different direction. And I feel like as humans, we do this all the time. We're always doing that, you know. So something to think about, you know. We make mistakes, we're sinners, but we don't have to be complacent in the fact of knowing that we're sinners. We can try not to be quitters, you know. We don't want to just give up. We don't want that to be the end of it. Okay, you broke down, you smoked a cigarette. All right, well, as soon as you realize that you made a mistake, you can put the cigarette out, throw it away. You could take bigger actions of throwing away the whole carton of cigarettes, or getting rid of the vapes or whatever. It is a battle, but it's a battle of the mind, and Satan only wins when we give him the power by sinning. So why should we give him that legality? Why should we give him that power? We're really not that weak. And the reason we know we're not that weak is because he's constantly trying to get us to sin. So that lets us know that he's actually losing, or he wouldn't be harassing us. He's not going to harass you if you're just willingly sinning, because you've already given up. So don't be a quitter.